Hello, I'm Mike Harding here in the Stone Shed in the Yorkshire Dales for another two and a bit hours. And this is a very special programme because I was looking through previous podcasts and it struck me that I've not played very much English stuff in the last couple of months. I mean, a bit, you know, when stuff has come out, but there's a whole wealth of stuff which I have not ignored, but maybe not favoured as much as I should do. So this show is entirely English, utterly English, and it's also very random. I'm going to kick off with one of my favourite English fiddlers, Chris Leslie, who of course plays with Fairport Convention as well as playing with various other people, Morris Sides, and doing his own albums. And from his album Dancing Days, this is a beautiful version of three traditional dance tunes, Laudan and Bunches, Orange in Bloom, and Banks of the Dee. Chris Leslie there with Laudan and Bunches, Orange in Bloom and Banks of the Dee from his album Dancing Days. Now what I've done is I've decided not to talk as much in this show because I want to get through about 27, 28 tracks if I can in the two and a bit hours. And the least I say, the more you can hear. So I'm going to play you something now from Waterson Carthy. And I ask you to go to our website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. I'll say that again, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com. And you'll find out all you need to know about them there by clicking on the links. Martin Carthy is one of the movers and shakers of the whole folk revival, as were the Watersons, and Eliza Carthy is Norma and Martin's daughter, joined here by Tim Van Eyken, one of the best melodeon players on the planet. Enough from me. Listen to the music and check out the website.
We are leaving, we leave with regret.
my favourite tracks of theirs ever. Waters and Carthy with Goodbye, Fare You Well from the album Fishes and Fine Yellow Sand. And it's one of my favourite albums ever as well. I think they touched gold when they recorded that CD. Beautiful. Now, as the needle of my record player descended onto this next track, it became obvious that I was listening to a man of genius in every sense of the word. The marriage of guitar, voice, and traditional ballads treated with the utmost respect just produced something that was, I think, absolutely magical. Here's Nick Jones from his very first solo album, Ballads and Songs, with the traditional Sir Patrick Spence.
The king, he sits in Dunfermline town, a-drinking the blood red wine. Oh, where will I get a fine mariner to sail seven ships of mine? And then up spoke a fine young man, sat at the king's right knee. Sir Patrick Spens is the best mariner has ever sailed on the seas. So the king he has written a broad letter and signed it with his own hand. And he sent it off to Sir Patrick Spence, a-walking all on the strand. And the very first lines that Patrick he read, a little laugh then gave he. And the very last lines that Patrick read, the salt tears filled his eyes. Oh, who is he that had done this deed and told the king on me? For never was I a good mariner, and never do intend to be. Late yestreen I saw the new moon with the old moon in her arms. And I fear a deadly storm, a ship and she will come to harm. But rise up, my merry men all, a little ship she sails in the morn. Whether it's a windy or whether it's a wet, or whether there's a deadly storm. And they hadn't been a sailing a league or more, a league but barely nine, till a wind hadn't wet, and sleet and snow come a-blowing up behind. Oh, where can I get a little cabin boy to take the helm in hand? While I go up to the topmast high and see if I can't spy land. Come down, Sir Patrick Spence, we fear that we all must die. For in and out of the good ship's hull, the wind and the ocean fly. And the very first step that Patrick he took, the water it came to his knees. And the very last step that Patrick he took, they drowned, they were in the seas. And many was the fine feather bed that floated on the foam. And many was the little Lord's son that never, never more came home. And long, long may their ladies sit with the fans all in their hands before they see Sir Patrick Spence come a-sailing along the strand. For it's 50 miles to Aberdeen shore, it's 50 fathoms deep. And there does lie Sir Patrick Spence with the little lords at his feet.
Sir Patrick Spence, Nick Jones, from his first album, Ballads and Songs. Now, this is not a historical programme particularly, but I am doing a bit of a look back, as well as going to be playing modern English folk music as the podcast rolls on. In 1978, amongst the many number one hits in the top 20 were The Smurfs song, Blame It on the Boogie, and I Lost My Heart to a Starship Trooper. It was in the same year that Bob Fox and Stu Luckley released their album Landmarks, and it was a landmark album. This track I'm going to play you now, I played for the kids, my nephews and nieces, in the car when we were driving away somewhere on our holidays, and they sang it all the way and asked for it over and over again. This is a great old sea shanty, done proper-like. Bob Fox and Stu Luckley with Doodle Let Me Go, and let's hear you all singing along in the back seat to this.
Now once I had a doodle fair come down from Callao, hurrah! Me yellow girls, doodle let me go. And doodle let me go, me girls, doodle let me go. Hurrah! Me yellow girls, doodle let me go. She swung her hips, she clicked her heels, she winked a sassy eye. Hurrah! Me yellow girls, doodle let me go. And doodle let me go, me girls, doodle let me go. Hurrah! Me yellow girls, doodle let me go.
So I took her in, I gave her gin, I danced her on the floor.
Hurrah! Me yellow girls, doodle let me go. And doodle let me go, me girls, doodle let me go. Hurrah! Yellow girls, doodle let me go.
Mate was drunk, the crew was drunk, the old man had a load.
Hurrah! Me yellow girls, doodle let me go. And doodle let me go, me girls, doodle. Let me go, hurrah, me yellow girls, doodle let me go.
And once I had a doodle fair come down from Callao,
hurrah, me yellow girls, doodle let me go. And doodle let me go, me girls, doodle let me go. Hurrah, me yellow girls, doodle let me go. And doodle let me go, me girls, doodle let me go.
Doodle Let Me Go, Bob Fox and Stu Luckley from the album Landmarks, now available on a new release, a compilation album called Box of Gold, which has got loads of great stuff on the Fellside label. Do go and get it, because Landmarks is no longer available. Women have long been great song carriers in the tradition, and more recently there's been a fantastic emergence of really wonderful women musicians and singers. Lady Masury, one of my favourite trios ever. Hazel Askew, Hannah James and Rowan Rheinguns have got voices to kill for, terrific musicians as well, and have an absolutely authentic connect with their music. I'll run the chance of boring you once more with my story of how, when the PA system went down at Shrewsbury Folk Festival a few years back, Hazel, Hannah and Rowan stood in the centre of this massive marquee before a crowd of thousands and sang unaccompanied for about 40 minutes and brought the whole place down. They just did it, just with the power of the human voice. They're great. This is Lady Maisery with a Sidney Carter song. He's the man who wrote The Man with the Microphone and Lord of the Dance. In this case, it's a chilling song inspired by the 60s and 70s nuclear standoff between Russia and the US. This is The Crow on the Cradle.
The sheep's in the meadow, the cow's in the corn. Now is the time for a child to be born. He'll laugh at the moon, and he'll cry for the sun. And if he's a boy, he will carry a gun. Sang the crow.
The Crow on the Cradle, Lady Maisery from their album Mayday. Great album. Now, I mentioned Waterson Carthy right at the head of the programme, and the Watersons, you need to find out about them if you don't already know. Go to the website and check them out, because they were probably one of the most influential groups in the early days of the second wave of the folk revival. The first wave, I see Cecil Sharp going around England, south of England, collecting songs, inspired a lot of other collectors. The second wave was people like Bert Lloyd and Ewan McCall, and then the people you've just heard, the Wardersons, Nick Jones, and later on you'll hear Dave Byrne and Tony Rose. That's what I regard as the second wave. So you'll find out all about the Wardersons if you check out their website through ours. Okay, Mike Warderson of the Wardersons is, for my money, one of our greatest songwriters as well as singers. Wrote much of his songs while he was up a ladder working on roofs because he was a builder. And as Eliza told me once, he'd come home and have his dinner and forget the song he'd composed at 11:30 that morning during a tea break. Anyway, whatever he did compose and remains, it's just a mine of great gold nuggets of wonderful songs. 3 Day Millionaire, Jack Frost, and many more, including this, Working Chap. It's unashamedly, I would say, socialist in the old meaning of the word, social democrat meaning of the word, if you like. Patterson, Jordan and Dipper from their album Flat Earth with Working Chap, brackets, what a crime, close brackets.
When I was a working chap, once upon a time, I was a tailor bold and I made these duds of mine. We cut the suit to fit the cloth, it was sometimes meat but most times broth. We quickly learned our caps to doff, sweet Jesus, what a crime. When I was a working chap, once upon a time, I was a fisherman and I fished the foaming brine. And there were good fish in the sea, could we catch them? No, not we. God bless the sea, sweet Jesus, what a crime. When I was a working chap, once upon a time, I was a collier bold and I worked deep down the mine. They gave me my redundancy, they could buy coal cheaper overseas. From Colombian kids in slavery, sweet Jesus, what a crime. Sheffield steel that kept their edge defined. And when redundancy came round, on me bike a job I found, pulling other factories down, sweet Jesus, what a crime. When I was a working chap, once upon a time, I was a farmer's boy and I worked rain, hail and shine. They gave the gaffer a big fat sum for setting aside on his big fat farm. Christ, that was all he'd ever done. Sweet Jesus, what a crime. Don't be like me, do what you can, join the union, leave the van, before they crucify the working man, sweet Jesus, what a crime, sweet Jesus, what a crime.
Working Chap, from Patterson Jordan Dipper's album Flat Earth. Now, during the late 60s, the English folk scene seemed to be chock full of what you could call singing matinee idols. Handsome and talented blokes like Robin and Barry Dronsfield, Dave Berlin, Nick Jones, Steve Tilson, Alan Taylor, Martin Carthy, Dave Swarbrick, you name it, they were swooning over them. The aisles of folk clubs were knee-deep in women overcome with emotion. And of course, amongst them was one of the finest singers of traditional English songs ever, as well as being a thunderously handsome chap, Mr. Tony Rose, who was also, by the way, an expert on English cricket, which he often watched while in a recumbent posture on our settee in Crumsall, as a dusky maiden called Gladys brought him grapes. But that's another story for the book. Tony Rose made several albums which are sadly no longer available because of various contractual problems, but in his latter years he made an album called Bare Bones, and on it he sings a wonderful version of a song which appears as The Lakes of Cool Fin or The Lakes of Cold Fen in both the Irish and the English and the Scots tradition. Well, this is Tony with a song called The Lakes of Shilin, about the tragic drowning of a young man.
It was early one morning, Billy Henry arose, straight to his comrade's better chamber he goes. Arise, a loving comrade, let nobody know, to the dark and chilly waters a bathing we'll go. Oh, Billy, he stripped, and then he went in, and he swam the dark waters all around and around, crying, oh, me loving comrade, oh, don't you go in, for I see there is a coffin in the lakes of Shilin. But the other one, he stripped, and then he went in, and he swam the dark waters all around and around, crying, oh, me loving Billy, why did you go in to the dark and chilly waters of the lakes of Shilin? Now there was an old woman that lived there close by. She came to Billy's family and made this reply. Oh, your son, he went a-bathing, as I've heard him say. But now your Billy Henry, he's as cold as the clay. And it's down came his mother like a one in despair, all a wringing of her hands and a tearing of her hair, crying, oh, me Billy Henry, why did you go in to the dark and chilly waters of the lakes of Shilin? And it's down came his father like a one in despair, all a wringing of his hands and a tearing of his hair. Oh, I brought up a family of a fine bodied man, and the best of them's lying in the lakes of Shilin. And it's down came his sweetheart like one in despair. She was wringing of her hands and a tearing of her hair. Oh, it's 6 months or better till my wedding day. But now me Billy Henry is as cold as the clay. So we'll go down to Martin's by the shore, and we'll hire us a small boat, as we've done before, and we'll search the dark waters all around and around, till we see that Billy Henry's fair body is found. So they went down to Martin's, to Martin's by the shore, and they hired them a small boat, as they'd done before, and they searched the dark waters all around and around, till they saw that Billy Penry's fair body wasn't found. Oh, to see Billy's funeral, it was such a fine sight. There were six handsome young men dressed up in white. There were six pretty maidens all dressed up in green, just to show he'd been drowned in the lakes of Shaolin. Oh, six pretty maidens all dressed up in green, just to show he'd been drowned in the lakes of Shaolin.
Tony Rose from his album Bare Bones with a beautiful version of the Lakes of Shaolin. Plenty of carriers of the English tradition amongst young fellas today. A while back I saw three lads called Granny's Attic at one of the Green Dragon folk weekends. The Green Dragon is a great pub in Wensleydale. It's the only pub in the world with its own waterfall, apart from the Whistling Duck in Niagara, and that doesn't count because it's been shut because of the damp for about 10 years now. Yeah, the Green Dragon was a cracking pub, and Sue and Nigel used to organise brilliant folk weekends up there, and it was there that I first saw these three young shavers, Granny's Attic, from their album Off the Land. This is another sea shanty, like Doodle Let Me Go, but this one's called Poor Old Man.
I say, old man, your horse is dead.
And we say so, and we hope so.
I say, old man, your horse is dead.
Oh, poor old man.
And if he dies, we'll tan his hide.
And we say so, and we hope so.
Oh, but if he lives, we'll ride him again.
Oh, poor old man.
Yes, if he lives, we'll ride him again.
And we say so, and we hope so.
Ride over the valleys, through the glen.
Oh, poor old man.
I say, hold him, Annie, your horse will die.
And we say so, and we hope so.
I say, hold him, Annie, your horse will die.
Oh, poor old man.
While a month of rotten the life we've led.
And we say so, and we hope so.
While you've lain on your feather bed.
Oh, poor old man.
And now that month is up for whole turn.
And we say so, and we hope so.
I'll get a puce of wine and a look for work.
Oh, poor old man.
I'll get a few of wine and seek your wrath.
And we say so, and we hope so.
While we lies on and he yanks your ass.
Oh, poor old man.
And he yanks your past to the cabin door.
And we say so, and we hope so.
Away you won't come hitting us no more.
Oh, poor old man.
And it's down to some dark hole you'll go.
And we say so, and we hope so.
Oh, where the sharks have your body and the devil have your soul.
Oh, poor old man.
I thought I heard the old man say.
And we say so, and we hope so.
Just one more full and then delay.
Oh, poor old man.
Just one more pull and that'll do.
And we say so, and we hope so.
Just one more pull or let's hear through.
Oh, poor old man.
And I say, hold him, Annie, your horse is dead.
And we say so, and we hope so.
I say, hold him, Annie, your horse is dead.
Oh, poor old man.
Granny's Attic there, straight from the tradition. Poor old man, the sea shanty, from their album Off the Land. Good stuff. As long as you've got young shavers like that coming forward, then I think the folk scene is safe enough. Somebody said, how do you define folk music? Well, Louis Armstrong once said, all music is folk music, leastways I ain't never heard a horse sing. Doesn't quite work, because no matter what you do or how you push it, the Smurfs' song or I Lost My Heart to a Star Trooper are not on the same level as the Lakes of Shaolin or songs like The False Knight on the Road or Searching for Lambs, because those are the product of people people making them over many, many years for the sole reason that they want to express something deep in their souls. They're not doing it just for money, is probably a simple enough definition. They're doing it because, as the Shaker hymn says, how can I keep from singing? Integrity, musicianship, authenticity, and a bit of magic dust. That's what makes it all happen. From the album Natural Invention, here's Peter Knight's Gig Spanner, Big Band, with Long A-Growing, the story of a young man engaged to a slightly older lady. See tonight's gig span, a big band from the album Natural Invention with Long A-Growing, and that is a cracking album. Do have a listen to it. Go and find out a bit more about Peter Knight and the Gig Spanner Big Band via our website. 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com will get you there. Now, the gypsy and traveller communities in these islands have long carried the songs and music of the people when industrialisation had destroyed them in the big cities and wiped out music almost full scale. With the music hall and variety and the things that came along, the gypsies and the Irish travellers still carried the flames of the music. I'm going to play you two tracks back to back now. Mick and Susie Darling are dear friends of mine, travellers all their lives, Romany travellers, and lived their lives, like I say, on the road in caravans, brought their children up on the road. And I'm going to play actually Mick's own song, because he writes so many, many wonderful songs, called Back on the Road. And that's going to be followed by Sam Lee, who's been immersing himself in traveller and gypsy music for the last 10 years at least, from his album The Fade in Time, singing a traditional song which he collected from a traveller called Johnny o' the Brine. But first of all, you're going to hear Mick and Susie Darling, The Pure Drop, The Real Deal, from their album The Road is Home. This is Back on the Road.
When the sun sets low, all packed up and ready to go. Tomorrow we'll be on the road, ponies pull a heavy load. Glad to be back on the road again. Councilmen and lawyers too, saying that it's spoil the view. Police bailiffs just can't wait, tomorrow they have made their date. Then we'll be back on the road again. And away we'll go, without a care. Sometimes not knowing where, we'll just keep roaming round and round, looking for another cat and crown. They say that we've been here to one, can't let this sort of thing go on. If we did, can't you see, everyone would want to be free. You better get back on the road again. Nowhere for you to stay, so you best be on your way. We've got better things to do than argue with the likes of you. You better get back on the road again. And away we'll go, without a care. Sometimes not knowing where, we just keep roaming down and round, looking for another camping ground.
sunny rose one May morning. Cold water to Osh's hands, go bring to me my two greyhounds. They are bound in iron bonds, bonds. They are bound in iron bonds.
Sam Lee there with a version of a song sometimes called Johnny O'Brady's Law or Johnny O'Brady's Lee. It's one of the child ballads, one of the great old ballads of the tradition. That version's called Johnny o' the Brine and it comes from his album The Fade in Time. And before that you heard two gypsy travellers and songwriters, Mick and Susie Darling, from their album The Road Is Home with their own song Back on the Road. Now, here's a few tracks back-to-back which I think are fairly representative of the English folk tradition. In the next few minutes, you're going to hear Martin Carthick, Dave Pegg, Dave Swarbrick, Tim Hart, Muddy Pryor, Dave Burland, June Tabor, and the Dransfields. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
With a strong stuff in my heart. A blacksmith courted me 9 months or better. He fairly won my heart, wrote me a letter with his hammer in his hand. He looked so clever, and if I was with my love, I'd live forever. Oh, where is my love gone, with his cheeks like roses, and his good black billycock on, decked with primroses? I'm afraid the scorching sun will mar his beauty, and if I was with my I do love's duty. But strange news has come to town, strange news is carried, strange news flies up and down that my love is married. I've wished them both much joy, though they can't hear me. And may God reward them well for the slighting of me. Oh, what did you promise me when you lay beside me? You said you would marry me, you would not deny me. If I said I would marry you, it was only for to try you. So bring your witness, love, I'll not deny you. Oh, witness have I known, saving God Almighty. And may He reward you well for the slighting of me. Her lips grew pale and white, and her heart did tremble to think she'd love it.
As I walked out one May morning betime, I met a maid who from home was strayed, just as the sun did shine. What makes you rise so soon, my dear? Your journey to pursue, your pretty little feet, they step so sweet, strike off the morning dew. I'm going to feed my father's flock, his young and tender lambs, that of else and over days lie waiting for their dam. Oh, stay, you handsome maid, and rest a moment here, for there is none but you alone. that I do love so dear. How gloriously the sun do shine, how pleasant is the air. I'd rather rest on a true love's breast than any other where. For I am thine and thou art mine. No man shall uncomfort thee. We'll both join hands and wedded bands, and married we shall be. And as I walked out one May morning, one May morning, the time I met a maid who from home was straying, just as the sun did shine.
Crossed over Salisbury Plain, but a dainty fine sight I behold, as lasses were crying and tearing their hair. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues. Then each one home to their mothers do run. Said me heart is undone, it is true. I'll pack up me clothes without more delay, and boldly I'll march with the blues, and boldly I'll march with the blues. The landlord and landlady walks hand in hand, and so do they pretty girls too. And each one poured out a bottle of gin to drink a good health to the blues, to drink a good health to the blues. Our ship she is rigged and we all set sail. How sweetly the French all played too. And each one sent up a loud huzzah. Success to King George and his blues. Success to King George and his blues. Gallant young fellas as ever you see, though you search bonny Britain all through. When dressed in his majesty's suit, you'll agree there are none can compare with the blues. There are none can compare with the blues. As I crossed over Salisbury Plain, but a dainty fine sight I behold, as lasses were crying and tearing their hair. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues. Oh, the rout has just come for the blues.
Robin and Barry Dransfield from the album The Rout of the Blues with the eponymous song. Or is it an eponymous album with a song? I don't know. I've never killed an eponymous in my life, though. I've seen some of them in zoos. Before that, you heard Searching for Lambs from June Tabor's album Akbar. Before that, Dave Berland with The Blacksmith from his album Benchmark. Previous to that, The False Night on the Road, Tim Hart and Maddie Pryor from their album Summer Solstice. And right at the head of that section, Martin Carthy, Dave Pegg and Dave Swarbrick with Carthy's March and The Lemon Tree. And that's from an album called Folk Classics of England. I just thought I'd give you a taste of the second wave of the revival there in that little bunch of stuff. Now, Chris Wood is another fine musician and singer on the folk scene today. You might know some of his songs like Summerfield Avenue, Spitfires, The Cottager's Reply. He's a fantastic songwriter. He's also a terrific musician and tunesmith. and a load of mates of mine who play in a band called the Batty Moss Band in Ribblesdale, playing for dances mostly, play a version of one of Chris Wood's tunes called Mrs. Suggs, and it is a cracking tune. It sounds a little bit like O'Carolan, the great blind Irish harper, might have written it. But let's see what you think. This is a version recorded by Will Pound, Martin Simpson and Andy Cutting on Will's album A Cut Above, and I think it's fabulous. Great version of a great tune. Mrs. Suggs, or is it perhaps Planxty Mrs. Suggs? Isn't that beautiful? Mrs. Suggs, Will Pound, Martin Simpson and Andy Cutting from Will's album A Cut Above. Now, there's an expression going back to the well for water, which means returning to your source, to finding out where you came from, where your music came from. And much, well, yes, I would say much, certainly. of the great English music of the second wave of the folk revival came from field recordings from people like the Copper family, who gave so many great traditional songs back to the people. They've been kept within their family. They sang them at family parties and various gatherings on the downs, because they came from an area of farming down in the south of England where sheep were farmed and shepherds would gather. And the Coppers' preservation of those songs through their family, through their little songbooks, and through carrying on the tradition of singing, is of immeasurable wealth when you look at the traditions of this country. So I'm going to play you something now from Bob and Ron Copper, and I didn't have to think very hard about what I was going to play, because it is one of the finest of all English traditional songs, Spencer the Rover. This is, again, unaccompanied, the real deal.
These words were composed by Spencer the Rover, who travelled Great Britain and most parts of Wales. He had been so reduced,
which caused great confusion,
and that was the reason he went on the roam. In Yorkshire, near Rotherham, he had been on his rambles. Being weary of travelling, he sat down to rest. At the foot of yonder mountain,
there runs a clear fountain.
With bread and cold water, he himself did refresh. It tasted more sweeter than the gold he had wasted, more sweeter than honey, and gave more content. But the thoughts of his babies,
lamenting their father,
brought tears in their eyes, which made him lament. The night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted, with woodbine and ivy his bed for to make. There he dreamt about sighing,
lamenting and crying,
go home to your family and rambling for sake. On the 5th of November, I've a reason to remember, when first he arrived home to his family and wife. They stood so surprised
when first he arrived,
to behold such a stranger once more in their sight. His children came around him with their prittle prattling stories, with their prittle prattling stories to drive care away. Now they are united,
like birds of one feather,
like bees in one hive, contented they'll be. So now he is a-living in his cottage contented, with woodbine and roses growing all around the door. He's as happy as those that
have thousands of riches.
Contented he'll stay and go a-rambling no more.
One of the best afternoons of my life was spent in the company of Bob Copper. Bill Leader went down there to Rottingdean to record Bob singing something to patch up a box set of albums called Song for Every Season, I think it was. Yeah, it was. And who should be there but Seamus Ennis, the great Irish piper, who was sitting there sipping whiskey all afternoon and just listening. I kept my mouth shut and just listening to those two wonderful men talking. It was mighty, as you might say. Now, here's two people who came out of nowhere a few years back well from left of field. I hadn't heard of them till the album appeared on my desk, and I was completely and utterly bowled over by their singing and performing. Laura Smith and Ted Kemp. And this version of A Jew Sweet Lovely Nancy comes from the album put together by Stick in the Wheel, English Folk Field Recordings, Volume 2. A Jew Sweet Lovely Nancy is from the same period, if you like, as Spencer the Rover. They sing it wonderfully here.
Adieu, sweet, lovely Nancy, 10,000 times adieu. I'm a-going around the ocean, love to seek for something new. Come change your ring with me, dear girl, come change your ring with me. For it might be a token of true love when I am on the sea. And when I'm far upon the sea, you'll know not where I am. Kind letters I will write to you from every foreign land. The secrets of your heart, dear girl, are the best of my goodwill. So let your body be where it might, my heart will be with you still. There's a heavy storm arising, see how it gathers round. While we poor souls on the ocean wide are fighting for the crown. There's nothing to protect us, love, or keep us from the cold. On the ocean wide where we must bide like jolly seamen bold. There's tinkers, tailors, shoemakers lie snoring fast asleep. While we poor souls on the ocean wide are ploughing through the deep. Our officers commanded us and then we must obey. Expecting every moment for to get cast away. And when the wars are over, there'll be peace on every shore. We'll return to our wives and our families and the girls that we adore. We'll drink our liquor merrily and spend our money free. And when our money is all gone, we'll boldly go to sea.
Great. A Jew Sweet Lovely Nancy, Laura Smith and Ted Kemp. And that comes from the album From Here, English Folk Field Recordings, Volume 2. Well, not all English folk music was rural, of course. Nobody much collected in the industrial towns and cities, but the people still produced music and song within that environment. And if you want to check out a great album, listen to The Iron Muse on the Topic label, which has got loads and loads of great songs from the time of the Industrial Revolution. I'm going to play two tracks now, which don't come from quite so far back, written by Dominic Bean and Ewan McColl, as they are, but they're given great interpretations, I would say, from Edward II, who are going to regale you with Dirty Old Town, about Salford next to Manchester, written, of course, by a Salford lad, Ewan McColl. But before that, you're going to hear Bernard Wrigley singing a song about another city, this one written by Dominic Bean. Liverpool Lou.
Oh, Liverpool Lou, lovely Liverpool Lou, why don't you behave like the other girls do? Why must my poor heart keep following you? Stay home and love me, my Liverpool Lou. when I go out walking. I hear people talking, school children playing. I know what they're saying. They're saying you'll grieve me and that you'll deceive me, and one day you'll leave me all packed up and gone. Oh, Liverpool Lou, lovely Liverpool Lou, why don't you behave like the other girls do? And why must my poor heart keep following you? Stay home and love me, my Liverpool Lou. The sounds on the river are telling me ever. They say you'll forget me like you never met me. Oh, tell them the song, love, is ever so wrong, love. Please say I belong, love, to my Liverpool Lou. Oh, Liverpool Lou, lovely Liverpool Lou, why don't you behave like the other girls do? And why must my poor heart keep following you? Stay home and love me, my Liverpool Lou.
Dream the dream by the ocean now. dirty old town, 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 dirty old town.
Edward II with a cracking version of Dirty Old Town from their album Victoria Bridge on a Saturday night. Before that, you heard Bernard Wrigley from his eponymous Hippopotamus album with Liverpool Lou. Now, a lass who burst onto the folk scene with more than a bit of a flourish a few years back is Alice Jones. She came to settle last year and at the folk gathering, and they loved her so much they absolutely insisted on her returning this year. But sadly, of course, we can't hold the folk gathering this year because of that horrible virus thing. So we've asked her to come back next year, which she said she will do. Meanwhile, we recorded some tracks of her singing and clog dancing and flat footing at the festival last year. And those tracks are part of an album called The Gathering, which is a fundraiser. I'll tell you a little bit more about that after this. This is Alice Jones from Settle Folk Gathering last year, singing a beautiful version of Undaunted Mary.
This is Undaunted Mary.
Of a farmer's daughter, so beautiful, I'm told. Her parents died and left to her £500 in gold. She lived with her uncle, the cause of all her woe. Now you shall hear how this maiden fair proved his overthrow. Well, her uncle, he had a ploughboy, young Mary she loved so well. Down in her uncle's garden, sweet tales of love did tell. But there was a wealthy squire who off came her to see. Still she loved the ploughboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. On one summer's morning, her uncle he came straightway, and he knocked at Mary's bedroom door, and to her he did say, "Arise, my pretty maiden, the lady you may be. Squire is waiting for you on the banks of sweet Dundee." Well, a fig for all your squires and your lords and your dukes likewise. For William, he appears to me like diamonds in my eyes. Well, be gone, unruly female, you ne'er shall happy be. Grant me to banish William from the banks of sweet Dundee. Squire rode out upon one summer's day. Young William, he's in favour, her uncle he did say. Well, indeed, it's my intention to hang him from a tree, or else to bribe the press gang on the banks of sweet Dundee. And the press gang came for William when he was all alone, and he boldly fought for liberty, but they were 6-1. And his blood did flow in torrents. "Pray kill me now," said he, "for I'd rather die for my Mary on the banks of sweet Dundee." Well, young Mary, she was walking, lamenting for her love, when she met with the wealthy squire down in her uncle's grove. And he's put one arm around her, standoffish man, cried she, you've banished the only man I love on the banks of sweet Dundee. And now he's put both arms around her, he's tried to throw her down. Two pistols and a sword she spied beneath his morning gown. Mary, she took those pistols, his sword he used so free. She did fire, she shot the squire on the banks of the sweet Dundee. And well, her uncle, he overheard the noise and he's hastened to the ground. Well, since you've killed the squire, now I must give you your death wound. Stand off, cried young Mary, undaunted I will be. The trigger she drew, her uncle she slew on the banks of the sweet Dundee. Now a doctor he soon was sent for, a man of noted skill. Likewise there came a lawyer to sign her uncle's will. And he's willed his gold to Mary, who fought so manfully. Closed his eyes and the morn did he rise on the banks of sweet Dundee. Closed his eyes, no more did he rise on the banks of sweet Dundee.
Alice Jones with Undaunted Mary from the album The Gathering. And The Gathering, where is it? Got it here. What have you done with it? That's it. It's got 14 tracks on it. Step It Out Mary, The Mighty Doonans, Lost in the Land, Jez Lowe, Careless Love, Alice Jones, The Mug of Brown Ale and Handsome Young Maidens, Andy May, Soldier's Life, Jed Grimes, Caledonia, Drop the Floor, The House in New Orleans, The Mighty Doonans, and so it goes on. 14 tracks of great music, all recorded live at Settled Folk Gathering 2019. And the best way to get hold of it is go to the Settled Folk Gathering website and you can get it online there. And all the money will go forward to next year's Settled Folk Gathering. So you'll be going back to the future. Now, Bob Davenport, for me, has always been the touchstone. Completely and utterly rooted in folk music, but sees it in the broader sense, as in the music of the people. And a good song is a good song, whether it's the Dowie Dens of Yarrow, or the Stone Outside Dan Murphy's Door, or one of the Kinks' better known numbers. He's also a great singer of the songs of Richard Thompson. Here he is with Roger Digby, fantastic concertina player, with the Richard and Linda Thompson classic, Down Where the Drunkards Roll.
See the boys out walking, the boys they look so fine, dressed up in green velvet, their silver buckles shine. Soon they'll be bleary-eyed under a keg of wine, down where the drunkards roll. Down where the drunkards roll. See the lover standing, he's staring at the ground, he's looking for the real thing, lies were all he found. He can't find the real thing, it'll only cost a pound, down where the drunkards roll. Down where the drunkards roll. There goes a troubled woman, she dreams a troubled dream. She lives out on the highway, she keeps her money clean. Soon she'll be returning to the place where she's the queen, down where the drunkards roll. Down where the drunkards roll. You can be a gambler who has never dealt a hand. You can be a sailor who's never left dry land. You could be Lord Jesus, all the world will understand. Down where the drunkards roll. Down where the drunkards roll. down where the drunkards roam.
Well, if you like the real thing, go to the album Send Your Best Men Forward, Bob Davenport with Roger Digby, and you'll find loads and loads of really great stuff there. That was Down Where the Drunkards Roll from Bob and Roger. Now, dance bands. There have been so many, and there are so many, in the English second wave folk revival. Bands like Tiger Moth, the Albion Band, Edward II, the Oyster Band, the Rantan Band, Striding Edge, Steam Chicken, Blowsabella, Umps and Dumps, Flowers and Frolics, and this lot, Wap Weasel, one of my favourite bands ever. This is them from their album Stepping Up with the final Last Banana and the Sleeve in the Cheese. I love this album.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. The last final banana. Oh, sorry. The final last banana. Got to get it right. And The Sleeve in the Cheese. Wap Weasel from their album Stepping Up. Now, there has long been a tradition of dissent, of revolt, of riot in traditional English folk music, right from the days of the Framebreakers, from Ned Ludd, the Luddites, and beyond, right up to today. There are people writing songs that express the grievances and wrongs suffered by the common people. So I'm going to play you a few of them now. So pin your ears back, and I shall tell you who they are at the end of this. See if you can guess as we go along.
Man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I've worked and breathed among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in my hair. And this go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. I've worked among the spitters, I've breathed in the oily smoke. I've shoveled off the gypsum till it nigh on makes you choke. I've stood knee deep in cyanide, gone sick with a caustic burn. I've been working rough, I've seen enough to make your stomach turn. And this go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Overtime, there's bonus opportunity galore. All the young lads like the money and they all come back for more. But soon you're knocking on, look older than you should. I for every bob made on the job you pay with flesh and blood. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. Process man am I, and I'm telling you no lie. I've worked and breathed among the fumes that trail across the sky. There's thunder all around me and poison in the air. There's a lousy smell that smacks of hell and dust all in my hair. And it's go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go. And this go, boys, go, they'll time your every breath. And every day you're in this place, you're 2 days nearer death. But you go.
In 1649, to St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaiming what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow. we come to work the land in common and to make the waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it will be a common treasury for all. The sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell this earth for private gain. By theft and murder they took the land. Now everywhere the walls spring up at their command. They make the laws to chain us well. Clergy dazzle us with heaven, or they damn us into hell. But we will not worship this God they serve, the God of greed, who feeds the rich while poor folks starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We pay no rent to the masters, will not bow down to the lords. But we are free, though we are poor. You diggers all, stand up for glory, stand up now. Property, the orders came. They sent the hired men and the troopers to wipe out the diggers' claim, tear down their cottages, destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but the vision lingers on. You poor take courage, you rich take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. They came in peace, the orders came to cut them down. They were dispersed, but the vision lingers on. Or take courage, you rich take care. All things in common, all people one. All things in common, all people one. You poor take courage, all people one.
I rode out on a bright May morning like a hero in a song, looking for a place called England, trying to find where I belong. Couldn't find the old flood meadow or the house that I once knew, no trace of the little river or the garden where I grew.
I saw town and I saw country,
motorway and sink a state. Rich man in his rolling acres, poor man still outside the gate. Retail park and Burger Kingdom, prairie field and factory farm, run by men who think that England's just a place to park their car.
But as the train pulled from the station through the wastelands of despair,
from the corner of my eye a brightness filled the filthy air. Someone's grown a patch of sunflowers, though the soil is sooty black. Marigolds and a few tomatoes right beside the railway track.
Down behind the terraced houses, in between the concrete towers,
compost heaps and scarlet runners, secret gardens full of flowers. Meter grows as scented roses right beneath the big jet's path. Bit of fortune for a garden, Eileen turns away and laughs. So rise up, George, and wake up, Arthur. Time to rouse out from your sleep. Deck the horse with sea-green ribbons, drag the old sod from the deep. Hold the line for Dave and Daniel as they tunnel through the clay, while the oak in all its glory soaks up sun for one more day.
And come all you at home with freedom,
whatever the land that gave you birth, there's room for you, both root and branch, as long as you love English earth. Room for vole and room for orchid, room for all to grow and thrive. Just less room for the rich landowner, he can stay in the Virgin Isles. For England is not flag or empire, it's not money, it's not blood.
It's limestone gorge and granite fell,
it's wheels and clay and seven mud. Blackbird singing from the may tree, lark ascending through the scales, robin watching from your spade and English earth beneath your nails. So here's two cheers for a place called England, sore abused but not yet dead, a Mr. Harding sort of England, hanging in there by a thread. Here's two cheers for the crazy diggers, now there are shall come around. We shall plant the seed they saved us, Commonwealth and common ground.
Yes. Well, did you guess them? In the order that you heard them there, the first song was the Chemical Workers' Song, written by Ron Angel in 1964, would you believe? Sung there by Jimmy Aldridge and Sid Goldsmith, and that's from their album Let the Wind Blow High or Low. And that was followed by The World Turned Upside Down, written by Leon Russellson and sung by Rob Johnson, and sung, I think, as good as anybody has ever done it. And that comes from the album, and they all sang Russell's songs. And then the last song that you heard was Maggie Holland's wonderful song, A Place Called England, sung, of course, by the Young'uns. And that's from their album, Strangers. If you got all three, give yourself a banana, but not the final last one, or even the last final one. Just got time for a couple more songs, and I thought that that last song there, A Place Called England, ties in neatly with one of the most beautiful songs to come out of the second wave of the folk revival. It's an old broadside, and it entered the tradition, great tune, and sung beautifully, I think, by Shirley Collins on her album Fountain of Snow. This is a song which asks the same questions now that it did all those years ago when it was written. Shirley Collins with Adieu to Old England.
Adieu to Old England, adieu, and adieu to some hundreds of pounds. If the world had been ended when I had been young, my sorrows I'd never have known. Once I could drink of the best, the very best brandy and rum. Now I'm glad of a cup of spring water that flows from town to town. Once I could eat of good bread that was made of good wheat. Now I'm glad with a hard mouldy crust, and glad that I got it to eat. Once I could lie on a good bed that was made of soft down. Now I'm glad of a clot of clean straw to keep myself from the with servants to drive me along. Now I'm in prison so strong, not knowing which way I can turn. Adieu to old England, adieu, and adieu to some hundreds of pounds. If the world had been ended when I had been young, my sorrows I'd never have known.
Oh, there you go. Nothing changes. Adieu to Old England, Shirley Collins, and that's from her album Fountain of Snow. Listen, thanks ever so much for listening to this programme of, well, I think some of the best of the English folk tradition. I just want to say a little plug here for the programme. We've just got an invoice for 600 smackers for one of the servers that we use, 600 quid. And, you know, it would be helpful if anybody out there could flirt us a few bob. I know lots of you have been giving money over the years, and I do well appreciate that, and thank you all mightily and heartily for it. If everybody who listened to this show, believe it or not, gave us a quid every year, I'd be able to buy a yacht. A very small one, but a yacht, probably about 15 or 16 inches. Now, seriously, we do have to pay for our servers. We also have to pay licenses. We also have to pay for the light, for the electricity. And I also buy lots of CDs, so I've got enough up-to-date stuff, or sometimes older stuff, for the show. So if you feel like flirting, even if it's only a quid or 2 quid, that would be great, because it'll just help us over another hump. If you go to the website, 3wsmikehardingfolkshow.com, not only will you find almost 300 previous podcasts there for you to download for your future delectation, but you'll also find links through to all the artists on this show and all the others. But there is a donate button, so as I said, you can flirt us a few shillings. Okay, last track. I never, ever tire of this next piece of music. It sums it up for me completely. It's eclectic, it's vibrant, it's lively. It's a Saturday night in a dusty village hall in Much Bonking in the Marsh. The people have gathered, the band have had a couple of glasses of neck oil during the evening, and it's time for the last dance of the night. The doors are open, the stars are twinkling in the night sky. You can see them as the few fellas are out there finishing off their fags, and somebody's got to go and get the drummer back in, because he's round the back of the village hall helping the postmistress to adjust her tight clothing. The banjo player's broken a string, and the bass player is so drunk that he's playing lying down on his back. So, ladies and gentlemen, take your partners for the last dance of the night. I leave you in the capable hands of Flowers and Frolics and the dulcet tones of Mr. Robert Davenport, with a set of dance tunes and a song from their last album, Reformed Characters. This is Grandad's. He played his ukulele as the ship went down, and Mickey Mouse's Son and Daughter. Thanks for listening. Mind how you go. Ta-ra.
begins. They present a euro dollar to the father of the twins. The preacher's eyes are glistening as he thinks about the christening, 'cause the stork has brought a son and daughter for Mr.